Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois.
For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are headed to California, where a big change is coming for food labels. If you have ever been confused by the date on a piece of food in your fridge or in your cabinet, then this is good news for you, my friend. In 2024, California passed a law standardizing expiration language on food products, and just recently it has come into effect. This is something I can speak to from experience. There are so many different phrases on food packaging, it can get really confusing. I read about this in the New York Times, and they note that there are about 50 variations of language on date labels. California is simplifying that down to 4, best if used by and best if frozen by, which speaks to quality, as in this is when the item is at its best. After that, it's going to be less good. And then use by, which is a food safety cutoff, meaning after this date, you probably don't actually want to eat it. And there's also a freeze by, which is similar, but get it in the freezer instead of eat it. This will apply to a ton of things, except for a few things like infant formula, which already has a national standard for how their expiration labeling works. The hope here is that this will mean less food gets thrown out. According to some estimates, 1/3 of all food in the U.S. is wasted. It's not great for the environment. It's not great for wallets. And at least some percentage of that food ended up in a landfill because people were unsure about what the date meant. I'm sure there are some real sticklers out there who are seeing a date and ditching it as soon as the clock strikes midnight. I'm much more partial to the informal sniff test, but I know there's a spectrum between those two extremes. If this works, it could potentially save 70,000 tons of food in California every year, which could also mean about $300 million in savings for consumers in California. Not to be outdone, New York State has passed a similar law, and other states are thinking about something similar. And it feels like if enough states get on board, then maybe this will just become the new standard, which would be awesome. And don't worry if you happen to be a listener that operates a grocery store, sell by dates will still be on packaging. They'll just be coded for retail use rather than front and center for shoppers to see. Those sell by dates are still helpful to rotate stock in a store, but that date shouldn't be confused with the dump the milk down the drain date. I'm excited about this change and can't wait for less confusing dates on my food in the future. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.